We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 20, and we'll read the second half of the chapter today, beginning at verse 17. Now, we're getting close to Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. In fact, the next verse after this passage is the triumphal entry. And Jesus is preparing the disciples for what's going to happen, you see in verse 17, by foretelling his arrest and crucifixion. Now, it becomes apparent later when that happens that they did not understand it. Reminds us that the message of the cross requires the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you can see this in verses 20 to 28 when, in light of what Jesus has said, the mother of the two disciples, James and John, she comes to Jesus with a wholly inappropriate request. She is, in effect, asking that her two sons, the sons of thunder, they're called, that they would be given preeminence in the kingdom to come, that one would sit at his right and one would sit at his left. Now, Jesus is going to explain to her that she doesn't know what she's talking about and that then it's the Father who's ordained these things. But what's particularly relevant is what he says in verse 26, 7, and 28, or even 26. It shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave. He tells us that Christian greatness is seen in humility and servant-heartedness, not in self-seeking. And then he makes the great statement about himself upon which this all rests. He says, even as the Son of God came, Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. What a wonderful summary of the gospel. God's Son, the Son of Man, came not to be served, not to be on an earthly throne, not in his first coming, but to die on the cross and to give a ransom for our sins. Well, the chapter ends as they're drawing close to Jerusalem. They're going through Jericho, and there's two blind men, and they believe in Jesus. And they're crying out as they know he's walking by, Son of David, have mercy. And the crowd tries to shush them. Now, I have to confess, there's a detail in Mark's version of this that I love, because the people are saying, stop bothering him. They're shooing him away. And Mark's gospel says, but Jesus stopped. And it's a reminder where we think, well, I don't want to bother the Lord. He's a little busy reigning on the throne of heaven. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. How can he care about me? No, he stops when he sees you in need. When you pray to him, the Lord gives you his attention. And then the Lord asks the question that only he would dare to ask. He asked two blind men, what do you want me to do? You and I would never ask that question because we know what they want us to do and we cannot do it, but he can. He is able to save. They said, Lord, let our eyes be opened. And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes. He restored their sight, and they followed him. He is the Lord, and yet he's the humble one. And he sets the example to us that we're to live in servant meekness. Well, these things being case, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 17. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons. Kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said, what do you want? She said to him, say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one on your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom. Jesus answered, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said, we are able. He said to them, you will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called to him and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. And stopping, Jesus called to them and said, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, let our eyes be opened. And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.